This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Killing Grounds by Jack Ford, read by Robert G. Slade.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
7 years ago, Kenya's north coast, 30 miles south of the Somali border. How long does it take a man to realize that his life is going to change forever? For Thomas J. Cooper, it was barely a moment. Just a flicker of a stare to trace the angles of dark stretching shadows against the oak cabin walls, the slightest of turns toward the fluctuating sounds of the lapping waves, and that was all. Yet it told him everything he needed to know. They were in trouble.
Jackson! Jackson, what the hell?
Knocking over the glass of iced lemonade, Cooper scrambled up from the cream leather recliner he'd been asleep on, took the yacht's wood and chrome stairs three at a time, charging along the highly polished deck of the sleek white vessel, cursing to himself as he slipped on the wet. Bolting forward, he spotted the tall, sun-drenched figure of Jackson leaning against the bow rails, a bottle of whiskey in hand, a grin on his face and a half-cut look in his eye.
"Hey, Coop, is this a life or what? Nothing but open waters. Reckon I should get myself a job on the high seas."
Cooper could see he was drunk, and God knows it was the last thing he needed.